Praise be Jesus and Mary. We hear in the first reading this conversation, or really more on the part of God than on the part of Job, that God is asking Job all of these questions. You know, have you ever in your lifetime commanded the morning and shown the dawn its place? Have you entered into the sources of the sea or walked about in the depths of the abyss? This, of course, is following the part where Job begins to ask God, you know, why is God not acting in a just way since Job is innocent? Why is he being tried with all of these calamities and difficulties in his life? And now God begins to interrogate Job, and this is simply to prove what? That is, that God's ways are not always known to us. That God is omniscient, that he sees all things that are going on, where our view is very limited. We don't see everything that's happening in the worlds, in the world, and we don't understand everything that is happening in our own life. And yet God does. He knows all of this. He knows past, present, and future. Again, the responsorial psalm continues with the same theme. O Lord, you have probed me and you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar, etc. All of this great knowledge that God has of us. It is that God knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows the secret motivations of our heart. He sees our inmost desires and our thoughts. And again, this is to prove and show and demonstrate that God knows all. He is omniscient, and we are very limited. That God is omnipotent, has governance over all of creation, and all that takes place in the world and in history, from the greatest events down to the least details of our lives. And we, on the other hand, are very weak. That is, we hardly have control over anything. And so we see that what a great presumption it is for Job and for any man to judge God's governance of the world and his promise and his providence, to question the justice in which God directs and governs men and creation and history. Instead, it's for our part to humbly recognize God's greatness and also his goodness and his wisdom, and to submit, trusting to his providence, notwithstanding that we can't always understand, that all things will work out for the best. St. Paul tells us this in his letter to the Romans, that all things work for the good for those who love God. You see, so it's our part simply to love God, to do our best to fulfill his will in our lives. And if we do that, all things will work for our good. And what is our good but God alone? As our Lord said, why do you call me good? God alone is good. So when St. Paul says, all things work for the good for those who love God, that means all things tend towards God for those who love God. It is for our salvation that we will ultimately possess the only good that exists, God himself. We will save our souls. And it works for our sanctification, for our salvation and our sanctification. The possession of God our salvation and the possession of God to a greater degree. That's our sanctification. To a higher, more perfect possession, our sanctification. So again, let's humble ourselves before our Almighty God. Trust in His providence. Live by faith. Remember, the scripture says, the just man will live by faith. Let's view all events in our life and in this world through the eyes of faith. And we will eventually come to possess that good which we desire. Praise be Jesus and Mary.